Good morning, everyone. How are you today, this beautiful day that the Lord has made? I'm Karen Jane Casey on the podcast, Turn to God with Karen. It's on this podcast that we encourage each other through our struggles and through our challenges each day, and we share what we've learned, always knowing that we can turn to God about anything. He is there for all of our troubles. Anyway, during this 10 to 15 minute episode, I want you to know that I will not be yelling and preaching at you. I'm not going to be judging you. I'm sharing my journey, and I'm not finished with it yet. We learn together, so I encourage you to share what you've learned. During the month of February, we continue what we started in January. Actually, we started it last year, to focus on the Lord throughout our life, focus on Jesus Christ instead of all the distractions that are around us in this world. And boy, there are a lot of them right now. But also, it's important that we walk in love. Traditionally, we think of love during February because that's when Valentine's Day is. You might ask, well, what does all this have to do with a podcast, Turn to God with Karen, to overcome challenges in life? Well, it brings us to the very basics of overcoming our challenges. Our hope comes from the Lord, so that's where we must focus. Not on our fears, our pain, our anger, our physical misery, or even dread. What will all those negative things, emotions, do for us? Nothing, nothing at all. But when we focus on the Lord, then we can know that regardless of the rough spots that we're going through, that we're experiencing right now, it is only temporary, and it will not last forever. Haven't you found that to be true in your past circumstances and troubles? What the enemy means for evil, for our harm, God always has a good plan for us. Well, during the past few weeks, we explored His unfailing love and healthy self-love. We realize that God is the creator of all living things, and He is in control. He has a good plan for each and every one of us, and we know that in turn, we love the Lord, and He is there to help us. Knowing all that brings us to love our Heavenly Father and to have gratitude for all the good things that we experience in life. Going forward, that gratitude motivates us to praise the Lord, obey Him, and thirst for more of Him, as in Psalm 63, earnestly seeking and thirsting for Him. Where we can find healthy balance of self-love, that brings happiness, contentment, and even satisfaction. How does your self-love, happiness, contentment, and satisfaction grow? It's when you've come to the Lord in repentance, and so your slate is clean, your conscience is clear. You turn to Him in prayer and praise, leaned on Him with all of your burdens, problems, sorrows, and now you're not weighing heavily on your shoulders. You have given it to God. It's in His hands, and you rely on His timing and His way. Your priorities include helping others, forgiving others, and walking in your purpose. And you know what God means for you to be doing. You practice the fruit of the Spirit, as described in Galatians 5, 22-23. You are not upset about the past. You're not brought down by what's happening now, and you're not dreading tomorrow, because you have no fear, only faith. None of it is in our control anyway. We can rely on God to handle it all. You know that you will not suffer more than you can bear. Your situation is only temporary, and Jesus comes while you are suffering in your circumstances. And Jesus Himself says, "Take courage, do not be afraid." You can hold on and endure with patient faith. You lean on, you submit to, and obey and serve the Lord. And that is a healthy self-love. Well, today's episode, we discuss loving others. Loving others. When we're talking about our family and friends, it may be easy to love each other, but how can we love those that are different from ourselves? For instance, in today's climate, what does it take to love despite your political and cultural differences. What does it take? Maybe you wonder, am I really expected to love others even when they are drastically different than myself? I share with you the greatest commandment, which describes our part in this relationship with a loving God. The greatest commandment that Jesus shared while on earth is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And secondly, love your neighbors as yourself. Love your neighbors as yourself. When we realize how awesome the love of God is for us, we in turn love Him. It's only because of His love that we can truly love ourselves and then in turn love other people. And that, with His guidance, we can learn to love even those who are different than ourselves. How do I know that we are supposed to love all others, even when they are very different than ourselves, politically, culturally, religiously? Jesus spelled it out for us repeatedly in the Gospels, but today I would like to look at only two examples: the story of Jesus at the well with the Samaritan woman, and the parable of the Good Samaritan. I'm not really going to read them. I'm just going to make reference to them and go to the points that I have today. In the first, the story of Jesus at the well with the Samaritan woman, when Jesus met with this woman, and that's found in John 4, verses 1 through 42. For this episode, like I said, I'm going to assume you know the story or that you will read it after this podcast. What I want to point out today is in that story is this: Jesus had already broken traditional rules by going through the land owned or operated by the Samaritans, the enemies of the Jews. Typically, a Jew would go around that entire area rather than to go through it to get to the other side. And Jesus spoke to or conversed with a Samaritan, also something that Jews just did not do in that place and time. He spoke to a woman. This Samaritan was a woman. He had a real conversation with her. That is another broken tradition during that time. Jesus shared with this Samaritan woman, a person who would normally not be given the time of day. And what did he share? The most important news, the good news of Jesus about salvation, that He is the way, describing Himself as a living water, and with Him. Well, with Jesus, you will thirst no more. He gave her opportunity to become a believer and to have eternal life. He gave her the most ultimate, wonderful gift. Finally, as a result, Jesus going through this Samaritan land, conversing with this Samaritan woman, and giving her the opportunity for eternity, she ran and told other Samaritans, other enemies of the Jews, in her town about Jesus. And because of her witnessing, more Samaritans came to Jesus. They believed and they received salvation. The woman, the Samaritan, was not considered too lowly to speak to Jesus, even to receive the opportunity for salvation through Him. And Jesus was not a respecter of persons. He showed no favoritism, bias, or discrimination, not to her and not to the town people. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, which is found in Luke 10, 25-37, again, I'm going to assume that you know the parable of the Good Samaritan or that you'll read it yourself after this podcast. In reference to the greatest commandment, part 2, to love your neighbors as yourself, the parable began when the expert of the law asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor?" That parable was of a man who was attacked and robbed, left to die by the road. And that happened somewhere between Jerusalem and Jericho. A priest saw him and passed him by. A Levite passed by as well. Neither felt a need or desire to help this man. But when a Samaritan who was a traveler in the area, not a citizen of that area, he came along and he stopped and he helped the man. He bound the wounds, he carried him to an inn, and he paid for his room and care. He was the only one who showed mercy in that story. So the question Jesus asked was essentially, so in this parable, who was the man's neighbor? And then, of course, the special leaders, the religious people, it was a foreigner, a Samaritan. That was the one who helped. Jesus said, go and do likewise. So, your neighbor is someone who is in need of help, in need of mercy. That could be anyone. Anyway, especially in this day and time, it's so easy, it's so tempting to discriminate, to have bias against another person. But we're supposed to show mercy to anyone who needs help, to love our neighbors as ourselves. When push comes to shove in our chaotic world today, I would like to think of myself as this, and maybe you can do it too. I am not a man, I am not a woman. I'm not black, I'm not white, I'm not Oriental, or of any race. I'm not a Democrat, I am not a Republican. I am a believer, a follower of Jesus Christ. That is who I represent. So regardless of your gender, your race, your affiliations, I choose to love you and hope for your best, and you are my neighbor. And so I pray that you too will become a believer, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope that you can love your neighbor as yourself. Well, you know, there was a time in my life where I was desperately lost, hurting, afraid all the time. I was filled with fear, and I suffered various abuses most of my life, childhood, domestic violence, and then the abuse of toxic people. I also grieved over the loss of a husband, and last year, the loss of my son. I have had major back surgery. But God, every time, He worked miracles in my life. He rescued me time and time again. He delivered me. And that was over and over again. And I never deserved it. When I came to Jesus, everything changed. I am never alone. He is always with me. I am healed. I have joy and peace in my heart, replacing the brokenness that was always with me. I do not live in fear. I have an awesome future with Jesus. This is what I want for every person. So I share the good news of Jesus. In every podcast, I share it. And I tell you, the most amazing thing, awesome thing that anyone can do is to decide to come to Jesus or rededicate their life to Him. God's amazing love is so obvious. He suffered. He allowed His Son, His only Son, to suffer on the cross for our sins. He demonstrated His unconditional love, and it's described in many passages through the Gospels, but especially I want to use John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's not many ways to the Lord. No, there's only one way, and that's through Jesus. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 10, we learn about how important it is to confess out loud our sins, and He is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we confess our dedication to the Lord. I encourage you, regardless of where you might stand with the Lord today in your relationship, I ask you to pray with me and pray out loud. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son, and I believe that He suffered and died on the cross, even for me. And He arose. In 3 days, He arose. He defeated death. But Lord, I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me. I repent of all my sins. I walk away from that sinful life. And I need you to help me in that because I am going to be tempted. I am tempted. Dear Jesus, I am hopeless without you. I ask you to come into my heart and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for my salvation in you. And I will serve you all of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you said this prayer with me, you have begun your relationship with Jesus. And in that, I encourage you, study and read the Word of God. Learn about the character of Jesus so you can be more and more like him. And as you always praise and obey with gratitude and grow in your faith, you will have a focus on Jesus and his love instead of the terrible things that are happening around you. With patient faith, whatever the circumstances may be, you can find inner peace and joy even in the midst of the chaos and the challenges. With the heart of the Lord, you can love your neighbors as yourself. Even when they are different than yourself, you can love others. Well, I want to thank you for joining me in this episode of Turn to God with Karen. This is Karen Jane Casey, author, speaker, podcaster, domestic violence advocate, and ambassador for Christ. Stay tuned for Turn to God with Karen every Monday morning at 6 Eastern Standard Time, and I invite you to share your comments, your suggestions with me. All of your feedback is most welcome. You can go to my website on the contact section, and it's KarenJaneCasey.com, KarenJaneCasey. And when you go to my website, you'll see information about my books, my blogs, my podcasts, and even reference information or materials regarding domestic violence. Well, thank you, and God bless.